Our reporter Carolyn Jasinski has struck gold, literally. On her latest trip to Mackay and the Isaac region in Queensland, she went gold prospecting at Clermont, about 3.5 hours west of the coast. The idea was to learn about golden prospecting tours that take you out to a working mine and teach you how to search for gold. What she didn't expect was to actually find a nugget, five in fact, in just 40 minutes. Nor did she ever think she would hold a record-breaking 5-ounce gold nugget in her hand. She interviews Dan Healer, the owner of the gold mine lease, before, during, and after her taste of gold digging. Let me tell you, she is now absolutely hooked, and she's looking for a cheap metal detector, I think, Graham.
Do you think she's a serious gold digger?
Depends which sort.
When people say something is pure gold, they usually mean it's, you know, pretty good. They've hit a winner in some kind. But I have met Dan Hurler, and we're out in a gold mining field, 1870, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, mining lease, 1870, Claremont.
And he has literally struck gold. Dan last week got the record find on his property.
Yep.
And tell us all about it.
So I had a couple of contractors working with me, and I was in the excavator, and Craig yells out, "Hey, Dan, jump out and have a listen to this." And I said, "Oh, I'll just give it a boot scrape," because we hit an old-timer's nail from the 1800s only metres away from us, so it could be just a bit of junk still. He goes, "No, this isn't junk, Dan." So I hopped down. I'm like, "Yeah, no, that's not junk." And next thing, we've just dug this nugget out, and you could feel the weight of it in the scoop. And I've gone, "Oh, this better not be rubbish," because there's old-timers' workings all through here, and we find old relics all the time. And all I see in the corner of a clay ball is just a piece of gold sticking out. And that was when I ran around and picked up every single contractor, giving them big hugs, pats on the back. It even cost me a few cartons of beer that night.
Oh, so. But it didn't matter. So how much did it weigh?
Look, it weighs 5.5 ounces. We estimate the value we'll get for that one's about $20,000. Due to the rarity of a nugget that size, there's a premium on big nuggets. And it's solid. There's not a lot of host rock, which is either quartz or ironstone. There's very minimal amounts.
I just held it.
Yeah.
And I'm smiling. So I'm looking at Dan now, and he's got the biggest smile on his face. So this doesn't happen very often, does it?
Oh, look, we do hit a lot of ounce pieces, like some of the other bits of gold you've seen that are around an ounce, just under and just over. But I'm trying to get this place up and run where we'll hit about a kilo of gold a month, whether it's in smalls or even big nuggets. I don't care. Gold's gold.
Yeah.
I love every piece of it. But, yeah, the big nuggets, they are harder to come by. I do believe the nugget form is always sort of worth a bit more than the refined gold that you get, you know. Only in the world, the actual total of gold, only 2% of it comes in nugget form.
Is that right?
The rest of it's all refined from the big mining companies. So, you know, your nuggets will always fetch a premium. So it's always a good investment to buy gold nuggets over a refined gold bar from, say, like the Perth Mint or something.
Okay. I can see why this is addictive. I've only been here a few minutes, and just touching those little nuggets,
yeah, well,
it is gold.
Well, Lee McGrath does tours out here, golden prospecting tours, and they're allowed to come and camp on site, and we show them around the lease. We show them all the general permission areas in Claremont and give them a few tips and tricks on how to use our detector. We've all been doing it for quite some time now. And majority of the people that come out do find gold. We've had people who have well and truly covered all expenses of coming here
by finding
gold. Yeah, so
that's cool. How long do they come out for?
I believe Lee does a 3-day tour and a 5-day tour.
Okay.
I will be helping him out a bit with that.
So they'll stay on this property?
Yeah, they'll stay out here, yeah.
Yep.
So
They bring caravans out?
Caravans come out. We're maintaining the road access track in and out on a weekly basis. It's a bit chopped up at the moment due to the severe rain we've had recently.
Oh, I got out here in a camper van, though, so that was...
And there's a Ford Laser out here, so if I can get out here...
Anyone can
get out.
Yeah.
We'll maintain it. We keep people up to date with what is happening with the roads and the weather out here as well.
Okay. So is there a website where people can go to find out about these tours?
It is. It's Golden Prospecting Tours Claremont.
Okay.
There is a Facebook page as well going by the same name.
All right. And we're going to go and have a look at the working operations. So you do more, you look after the operations side of
that's
the Mondain.
Yeah, I mainly make sure the contractors are doing what they're meant to be doing.
So they work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they contract to me, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if they find gold...
We work out a percentage.
Okay.
That's how it's all done.
Oh, you want to make sure they don't have pockets.
Yeah. Not going
oh, I'm not, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. It was just a joke.
It's all about having the right crew for the job. It's the same as any industry. There's always going to be an element of something going wrong, I suppose, but...
Oh, yeah, you get the right people around you, though.
Right people, and it's...
And you have days like you did last week.
And it's just... But it's just fun. You know, we haven't even touched the really good ground here yet. Like, that nugget was only found 300 millimetres deep below the surface.
Wow.
Someone walking with a detector across the surface would have picked that up.
Right. How do you know what to look for? I know as you drove out, you showed me... The old timers diggings that have grown over and that. But how would you know if you're just walking around what to look for?
Well, I always say to people, because especially people who are learning, not so much the experienced prospectors, they generally just go off themselves. But the people who are learning, I say the best tool you can have is your pick. Because if you're detecting in ground that you're uncertain how deep it is, use your pick and dig down 300-400 millimetres, and if you're still in topsoil, you're in the wrong area.
That's a good tip.
That's one really good tip, and it, you know, I like it when you pick the ground, you've got gravels. You know, gold travels really good with gravels.
Okay.
So having that, you know, and make sure you're in the right area. Trees I like, I mean, I like my rosewood trees and burram bush because they love gravels.
Okay.
So I have a lot of luck around them. Not saying that it means there's going to be gold there. It just means that they love drainage, which means there's gravels underneath it. So that's one thing I look for when I'm actually going prospecting.
Uh-huh.
I still do, even though I've got machines and stuff, I still do a lot of prospecting because a lot of people go, here, you just go dig wherever you want. Well, I don't want to go spend thousands of dollars in fuel moving equipment from here to there.
That's right.
I'd rather go prove the ground first.
So you take a detector, metal detector?
All the time, yeah.
Okay, and then you find somewhere where it could be potential?
That's right. And I'm not going to move there for one nugget either. I'm going to move there for several.
Okay.
So the other thing too is where the old timers' pits are in the mullah keeps, they could see the land a lot different to us. So... You know, we do have a lot of luck going where they've been. I found in their mullah keeps on one of the other leases I used to work out here, I found a 3.5 ounce nugget in a mullah keep on the surface.
Wow.
A 2.5 ounce nugget. This is all in one day. And then the next one I knocked over, I've gone, this is a kilo nugget for sure, but it wasn't. It was an old hinge off a box. So, but yeah, like it was still a crack a day. But
that's great.
The kilo nuggets will be out here. I reckon I'll be the first one in a long time to find one.
I reckon you, judging on your latest luck, you could well be true.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, thank you.
No drums.
Go on.
My record for nuggets in one hole, I was working on another lease and I got, I think it was 16 nuggets in one hole. And I got 13 in one hole.
Whoa.
And I said to the other guy, I said, well, beat that. And the next scrape he did, he got 17. Hadn't been able to beat that for a long time until I was at the bottom of 1870 working some deeper ground. 138 nuggets in one hole.
And how big are these nuggets?
They're all 0.2, 0.3 of a gram.
Whoa, that's very cool.
It was hard digging. Like, we got jackhammers and stuff, so...
Yeah, but this has been... Oh, we've been here for 20 minutes and you've already got three.
Yeah.
And it's not... It's very close to the surface, isn't it? Once, so oh. So your big equipment's come in and scraped a layer. How deep?
Oh, look, this is about 150 mil deep. All we've done is remove the topsoil.
Okay.
From here, we'll end up going. This area is probably up to about 2 metres deep. We keep going all the time till you hit bedrock. Sometimes we find it deep into the bedrock as well. The gold we're finding now, being so close to the surface in this wash, is what we would call flood gold, where it's just come down the heavy flood at some stage.
I'm hooked. 40 minutes. We were out with the crew, three guys. It was Amanda, Craig and Maddie.
Yep.
And we got 5 nuggets.
Yeah, I think it would be about 14 or 15 grams of gold, so almost half an ounce.
Half an ounce. What's that worth?
Oh, we'll get about $1,500 for that.
In 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what is the aim per day?
I try to get about an ounce of gold a day.
An ounce of gold a day, and then how much a month?
We should be, with all of the contractors that I've got out here, this lease should bring in about a kilo a month.
Okay.
And then I've got the next lease coming on board that should bring out a kilo as well. So I'm in it to be successful,
yep,
to do it right. So the gold's there, we just got to get it out of the ground.
And how much is a metal detector? Because I want one.
Oh, look, the one we got down there, with the other coils and stuff on it, it's about 14,000.
Holy dooly. You've got to find a lot of gold to make that pay off. Maybe I won't get that.
That paid itself off in 1 week.
Oh, wow.
And that was on my last small lease I had. So it's an investment.
Yep.
It's like shares, but better.
So you've got 320 acres?
Yeah, 320 acres here. Another one that should be up and running shortly is 380 acres. And then I got 15 square kilometres of exploration.
Right. Now, for the average Joe, they need to get in touch with Lee.
Yeah, Lee McGrath. His number is 0417-003-991.
And we'll put that at the end of the program as well. But Lee is going to be running the tour operating side of it, and he'll be coming out to your properties.
Yep.
And people can come out. They already do come out from all over the world, don't they?
Yeah, we just had some guys from Switzerland and Germany out here, a family from Germany actually, and they got some gold and absolutely had a ball.
Pay for their trip?
Maybe not, but they're hooked. They're actually going all around Australia now chasing gold.
Wow.
It's addictive, so if you come out, be prepared to have, to
want to go wavy.
Other good thing about doing the tours as well, we get a lot of people go, I don't know if I want to do the investment of buying a pulse induction metal detector and stuff, because they start at about $4,000.
Right.
So, you know, to spend the money to come out and do a tour, we have detectors here that can be hired.
Right.
Sometimes that's a better way of finding out if this is for you. I mean, like,
yeah,
we're sitting here now in the shade and it's 36 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, winter time is the best time. You know, it's gets to -4. We have a fire of a night and we talk gold stories around it. It's kind of cool. But, yeah, you know, you want to make sure that this is for you. So if you don't want to go out and spend a fortune on a detector,
take a tour first.
Take a tour. And there's lots of general permission areas out here. There's an app you can get on your phone called Trilobite, Australian Travel Geology it's called, and you can download in that app all of your fosking areas all over Queensland. You can actually do it all over Australia. It tells you where you can and can't go. So best part about it, if you're going into an area you don't know about, it's got a GPS tracker. So I always say to people, wherever you park your car, click on your GPS tracker and say car is parked, because you can leave notes, and then start wandering all through the bush. If you get lost, and it works without reception, it goes off satellite, so if you get lost, you can always get back to where your car is. I have found people stuck in the bush and I've had to put ice packs under their arms and feed them water, and it was horrible.
Yeah, you saved them, didn't you?
If they had that app, they would have been right. You know,
it sounds like a good app, even if you're not fossicking.
If
you're hiking or anything.
Definitely 100%. It'll show you where all the exploration permits are, your mining leases, where you can and can't go.
And this is the kind of stuff that you're going to teach them when they come out for the tours, isn't it?
100%. And we'll run through how to use your metal detector, what metal detector's best for you, basic geology. Depending on where we are with the mining side of things, if we can, we generally try to take yous down to a cut, and we can actually explain how we mine and also the different minerals that we actually look for as
right,
well.
Right.
So, obviously, the main one we look for is gold.
Thank you so much for your time.
No dramas.
Thanks.
That was Carolyn Jasinski speaking with Dan Healer of Golden Prospecting Tours in Clermont in Queensland.